Following the triumphant opening night of its Love exhibition, the Gibsons-based One Flower One Leaf Gallery has announced another opportunity to mingle with its artists. A supplementary public reception will take place at the Zocalo space on Marine Drive on Friday, February 17 at 6 p.m. The exhibition itself features 12 Sunshine Coast artists, including newcomers to the One Flower One Leaf network. Paintings, photographs and sculpture can be viewed daily at Zocalo until February 19. Authors and editors launch prizes. The Sunshine Coast Writers and Editors Society has established a book award scheme to recognize excellence in traditional and self-publishing within BC. The society, which was founded in 2021, will offer prizes in three genres: fiction, nonfiction, and poetry in both traditional and self-published categories. Three finalists will be selected in each category, with the winners being announced at the Midsummer Sunshine Coast Art and Words Festival. To support both traditional and independently published authors, each entry will receive a constructive critique, useful for publicity and promotional purposes. Entries for the 2023 SCWES Awards open on March 1. Redefining Greenbacks. St. Hilda's Green Forum plans to present a free talk and discussion on Greening Investments and Banking, Our Communities and Ourselves, on February 24 at 7 p.m. The presentation will explore the effects that investments and banks can have on climate change and how to consider the environment when making financial decisions, both as institutions and individuals. The presenter, Reverend Alicia Greenfield, is the vicar of Holy Cross Anglican Church, Japanese, in Vancouver. She has an MBA from Royal Roads University, training in Canadian securities and investment funds, and harbors a deep commitment to eco-justice. For more information, or for a Zoom link to attend this Green Forum event virtually instead of in person, email greenparish@stilda.ca. Recital strikes a chord. The Coast Recital Society will present pianist Nicholas Namaradze, first prize winner of the 2018 Honens International Piano Competition, in concert at the Raven's Cry Theatre on Sunday, February 19 at 2:30 p.m. There will be a pre-concert chat at 1:30 p.m. The program is centered around the work of two composers with significant anniversaries in 2023, Sergei Rachmaninoff's 150th and Gheorghe Ligeti's 100th. The first half presents a few of Ligeti's etudes in dialogue with selections from J.S. Bach's Art of Fugue, framed by two different perspectives on Rachmaninoff, a reflection on one of his early songs, and an arrangement by Nicholas Namaradze himself, of an iconic symphonic work. To complete the program, the recital will conclude with Schubert's final piano sonata. Namaradze was born in Tbilisi, Georgia and grew up in Budapest, Hungary. After completing his undergraduate degree in Budapest, Vienna and Florence, he moved to New York to obtain his master's degree at the Juilliard School. For tickets, email coastrecital@dccnet.com or call 604-885-0991. Tickets are $30, students $10. Family Seeks Dream. The Sunshine Coast Film Society is screening a movie nominated for 6 Academy Awards and winner for Best Supporting Actress by actor Yun Yu Young, the first Korean performer to win an Oscar. Minari screens on Monday, February 20 at 7:30 p.m. at the Gibsons Heritage Playhouse and on Saturday, February 25 at 2 p.m. at the Raven's Cry Theater in Seashelt. The film is director Lee Isaac Chung's semi-autobiographical story of a Korean-American family that relocates from California to Arkansas in the 1980s in search of their own American dream. Membership is required to attend SCFS screenings. Memberships and tickets can be purchased in cash at the door at both theaters and online in advance at www.scfs.ca. The English subtitled movie is rated 18+.